Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father, and from Jesus Christ the Father's Son, will be with us in truth and in love. Amen. Our text today is from the Gospel of John, just read. For God so loved the world. He loved a world where some people sought to destroy others for many and various reasons. He loved the world where some people always wanted the worst to happen to the other. He loved a world where some people always put the other last, if at all. He loved a world where some people did not hesitate to destroy. He loved a world where some people never change, no matter what the circumstances. He loved a world where some people only found happiness in the destruction of others. Sound familiar? That's our world, too. Check your source, whatever you use for the news, the internet, television, the newspaper, and they will be filled with various examples of how human beings hate one another. But that's a little bit too abstract. How do you hate? How do you wish the worst for the other? How many times have you wished the worst upon someone who has gotten in your way? How many times have you thought and wished they got what they deserved? How many times have you secretly rejoiced as the mighty have fallen? So for many reasons, for God so loved the world, includes you and me, too. Love is a widely misunderstood term of endearment. Love is not just a feeling that comes and goes with the circumstances. Love does not vary in its depth. Love never focuses on oneself, unless, of course, you're a narcissist. Love always has an object. Love always loves another. Therefore, love is not sufficiently described in popular songs and plays and programs. Love always strives to serve the other. Love asks, what does the other person need, and tries to fulfill that need. Love always wants the best for the other. Not just what a person may ask for. Love puts the other first. Love never asks, what's in it for me? Love is always ready to sacrifice. Love does not look at the cost. Love looks at what is to be gained for the other. For love, we will change our way for the other. For love is never tied down by circumstance. Love will serve the other, even if that means leaving its comfort zone. For love always rejoices with the other. Love spontaneously rejoices when the other rejoices. Love finds deep satisfaction when the other is joyful. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, but in order that the world might be saved through him. God sent his Son to die for the forgiveness of sins, to shed blood, human blood, from a divine Son. And all he asks is that you believe. Whoever believes him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. So, believe. Believe in the source of love. Believe in the God who is love. Believe in the love that prays at the right hand of the Father. Believe in the love that knows our need for forgiveness and fulfilled that need on a so bloody cross. Believe in the love that wants the best for you. Believe in the love that answers prayer, not by what a person asks for, but by the criteria of what is really best for you. Believe in love that puts you ahead of any other agenda. Believe in the real love that is sacrificial. Love that does not look at the cost, but looked at what could be gained. Believe in the love that came down from heaven for us and for our salvation. Believe in the love that rejoices in our salvation. Love that spontaneously rejoices when we rejoice in him because he can do no other. Yes, there will be judgment, or there will never be a shortage of people who love the darkness rather than the light because their works were evil. Your job, my friends, is to love like he first loved us. And when you believe, and the Holy Spirit works love in your life for other people, it will be said of you that it was clear that your works were carried out in God. Amen.